Hi, this is Colin Steele, news writer for SearchITChannel.com. This is the second part of a two-part interview with Bob Skelly, Director of Enterprise Architecture Channel for Equalogic. Hi again, Bob.
Hello, Colin. Thanks.
Bob, how much has Dell relied on you and other Equalogic executives to help its transition into the channel?
Well, reliance might be too strong of a word. What I saw when I joined Dell was a program already beginning to blossom. There was an organizational structure in place, a formal program and web portal had just been launched, deal registration programs had been introduced. The building blocks were in place. Where we had an influence was in leading our deep channel experience to the overall strategy and infusing our relentless focus on partner satisfaction into the Dell culture. What I also witnessed was a team of people and a culture that was remarkably committed to making the channel program a success. From discussions I had with Michael Dell and Paul Bell and Greg Davis, it was immediately obvious that the commitment was there. So that said, I was heavily involved during the transition, as were many of my colleagues at Equalogic, and we continue to remain passionate and focused on making this a success. But reliance is probably a little stronger than what I would frame it.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you and other Equalogic execs have done so far to bring your company's channel focus to Dell?
Yeah, I think it's best summarized by that commitment to partner and customer satisfaction that I mentioned a moment ago, and not just in resolving partner issues, although that's incredibly important. It has to infuse how we develop programs, how we structure incentives and rebates, how we develop pricing models, how we do that in a way that allows for healthy partner margins and profitability, how we build resources and tools for partners to leverage for success. All of these need to be considered when developing a world-class channel program, and Greg certainly has demonstrated a willingness and a focus to do just that. We also had the benefit of a blank slate to some degree. Because of our channel-centric approach at Equalogic, we had built a program that avoided the complexities that you see in a lot of other large vendor channel programs. And the timing of the acquisition helped us infuse that philosophy into the Dell Partner Program as well. So, for example, we have attractive rebate and incentive programs, but we make them easy to manage and easy to track, so channel partners do not need to hire a person on staff just to figure out how many rebate dollars they have earned.
And in the future, what else do you and other executives from the Equalogic line plan to do to help spread the channel focus even more throughout Dell?
Well, what I've witnessed so far is an executive team here at Dell that's very committed to this. I think our role is simply to continue to reinforce the principles of a strong channel program and culture, and to be there as advisors when we see areas in need of change. There is an appetite to be a world-class channel company, and I am confident that we'll continue to do what is necessary to realize that goal. We'll get this right. The channel is extremely important to Dell. Doesn't mean we are always perfect, but we're getting better every day.
And finally, Bob, Hewlett-Packard recently bought Left Hand Networks, and a lot of people have compared that deal to Dell's purchase of Equalogic last year. How does that move change the market for your partners, and what will you be doing to help them face this new competition?
Well, it does change it a little bit. It changes the landscape a little bit, without a doubt. But at the end of the day, we feel customers will choose the best product. And we feel we have the best solution in the industry, iSCSI or otherwise, to meet mid-market and small business customer storage needs. We were demonstrating this before the acquisition. We'll continue to focus on delivering the best value for customers and to simplifying network storage going forward. But what we see is four pain points in the mid-market. First, relentless storage demand growth, and a notoriously low asset utilization. The second is storage deployment and management is a disruptive and complex chore. The third is data backup and recovery is troublesome, costly, and error-prone. And lastly, buying storage system is painful. It's laden with professional service and hidden software licensing fees. We don't believe there's another storage solution in the world that solves for these issues better than the Dell Equalogic product family.
All right, Bob Skelly, Director of Enterprise Architecture Channel for Equalogic, thank you again for your time.
You're welcome, Colin. Thank you for having me.
To listen to the first part of this interview, visit the Dell Channel blog or click the link on this page. Thanks for listening and have a great day.